Took 75 for real. Hi, my name is Magoi, and welcome to the Grey Zone podcast. This is episode 2 of the Grey Zone podcast. Grey wasn't able to join us today, but we will move regardless. Once he's able to join us in subsequent episodes, we will be able to do it. He will be able to do it, but for now, we will keep it going because consistency is key, right? So, our topic today is something I think in a lot of ways we do not want to look at critically. Let me say this because I think there's this habit we have of, as Kenyans, where we like to sort of trivialize whatever is happening on the ground, and we make jokes of all our situations, whether they are really difficult. We make jokes of our politicians, we make jokes of just how dire the situation is on the ground. And I think one of those things that we have made a joke out of, especially over the last 2 years, is Nairobi and character development, as well as a master's degree in clowning. Yeah. So to be honest, I feel like we all have clowned, or we are all clowning in one way or another. We are all in this school of character development. And by character development, I'm not meaning life hitting us hard, because that happens constantly. But this is character development focusing on relationships. So we have often, or we are often in relationships that are beating us hard. Tunachapo kichapo cha simba au ni cha mbwa, kichapo cha mbwa. But for some strange reason, we have a hard time leaving. Yeah, I know these people, the minute the shit just starts going down for them in a relationship, they just up and leave. But for the majority of us, we want to sit back and mend it and fix it, even when it looks like it's broken into tiny pieces. There's always this need to like stay back and try and fix the situation. And so the thing I want us to discuss today is, why do we ignore them red flags? Why do we ignore red flags? Have you ever gotten into a relationship that you know how it's gonna end even before it begins? Yeah, you. Yep, you. Yeah, it's you I'm talking to. Literally, you're seeing yourself walk to a cliff, and you walk yourself there, and then you are on that cliff and you wait to be pushed, run until you land uko chini. Yeah, and I feel like that is a lot of the stuff that we do, especially in relationships, where we already know how it's gonna end even before it begins, because we are already seeing signs that this will not work out. But for one reason or another, the reasons we're going to tackle, we kind of just keep wanting to stay. Yeah, we keep wanting to maybe see how it will go, prove ourselves wrong, you know, a couple of different reasons that we will be able to tackle. But that has happened a lot for us. Yeah, we are constantly in situations where like it's not working well for us. It's things we would probably not tolerate, but we have been tolerating them because of very many different reasons. Yeah. So so there's like, when you start seeing someone, like when you start when you're talking to someone and you're in the initial stages of getting to know each other, there's wow mazeni na guara. I'm saying some LR word. I know, like I'm Kenyan, but really. But anyway, so at the initial stages of a relationship, often when we're getting to know these people, there's things that we notice about them. There's usually general red flags, and general red flags could be maybe how they respond to a waitress or a waiter or a service person when we are with them. If they are rude to them, that already is a red flag and should be a sign of, oh, you know what? You need to walk away from this. There's signs of abuse. There's maybe you're just unhappy generally. When you're with this person, it does not give you joy. You're just generally unhappy. And then there are people who are just put downs. Their energies are just like, they just put you down generally. So those are more or less the general red flags. And then there's very specific red flags. That those things for you are like bare minimums, yeah? There's those things you would not allow for, while other people might not have a problem with, you have a problem with. For example, I know people who love drama in relationships, yeah? They're people who, like, they're guys, if the chick is just calm and collected and just, like, she can explain what her pain points are and not just, like, cause drama, they don't want that. They just want, like, a chick who'll throw hell and, like, yell so that, you know, keeping things on edge so that there's always, what's happening, whatever, whatever. And then it probably ends up in like some fire sex, you know. So there's people who appreciate that. But there's also people who are like, yo, the minute you start drama, that's not going to work for me. If you have any issues, just sit me down and discuss through the issues, you know, like there's such situations. So if that for you is a red flag and you already notice it from the get-go, there's probably things that you should do. Personally, I feel like for me, my red flag is like communication. Like you need to just like communicate. If it is not happening, that for me is literally like something that would just not go well with me. Yeah. So what is it that makes us notice that these things are things that we would normally not put up with, but out of maybe curiosity, we want to see where this goes. Tuone mali character development inatufikisha, yeah? So we're going to tackle some of these things. I took a couple of them, wrote them down, so I'll maybe be able to break them down. It's not necessarily in order, but I think I'll just try to say them in order of how I feel their importance is, yeah? So the very first one would be infatuation. Let me just start with that one because I feel like it's like number one in a lot of ways. So by infatuation, I want to say that at the very initial stages of being with someone, there's this feel-good feel that they give us. There's this amazing feeling of satisfaction and there's just wanting to be with them all the time. You just want to experience them all the time. And you're happy, you know that feeling when you're infatuated. So at this particular stage, when you begin to see that the things that are not working, because of the fact that you want this happy feeling to keep going, which is a scenario, kind of like a high that you get when you're on drugs, you know? So this high feeling, you don't want it to end. And so at this particular point, when you see the red flags, you're like, ah, but these red flags basically means that I have to end things with this person, which basically means that this feeling I'm feeling right now goes away. And because we want to live in that moment of joy, we will often ignore the red flags. This moment where we're experiencing the serotonin and experiencing all this joy, it often will cloud our judgment. So in that moment, you're like, ah, you know what? But I'm feeling so happy. I'm feeling so good. These other things are just like other things, you know? And this infatuation period, we last between 6 months to a year. And at this particular point, people will do things and be like, it's okay. I'll ignore that. It's fine. But if you're going to be with these people long term and you make some drastic commitments, like say moving together, or you guys get married, then after 1 year when the happy feeling is beginning to wane off and now you are getting to experience this person in a state of not a high, like now you're sober, then now these cracks will begin to show even more. And so you could be in a situation where you're like, wow, this is not where I want to be. Or rather the red flags are now more evident. And you've already probably made some very serious commitments. You've moved in together. You've bought a piece of land together. You've probably gotten married. And it becomes a problem, yeah? So infatuation, I would say, is like number one. Of the reasons why we ignore the red flags. Reason number two, I would say, is wishful thinking. And I think I want to tie wishful thinking to the white knight syndrome. So white knight syndrome is a situation where you get satisfaction out of fixing other people. So you see someone is struggling through something, and so you commit yourself to try and make them better. Yeah. Thing is, as you're working towards making them better, sometimes it might not work out. You know, the intentions for you is that this person becomes better for you, but that might not necessarily, when they become better, if they become better, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be happy, and they may become better and leave, or you cannot change people, you know. So it becomes, you end up being frustrated because they're not towing the line you're trying to create. You're not towing the line. So you end up frustrated. And so there's that, the white knight syndrome, where you see the red flags and you're like, you know what, these are little, I wish for thinking. You're like, yeah, I've seen them, but you're thinking your partner will change. So you're hoping that your partner will change. And so you're holding on to that. And you fantasize of what the relationship could be rather than what it actually is. Yeah. So you're thinking, maybe it's just like this one time, maybe they'll change. If I mention it to them, they're going to see the wrongs of their ways and maybe turn it around, you know. So there's that wishful thinking and us hoping that we will be able to change people. The other thing that I would say is that we do not trust our instincts. Yeah. We don't trust our own intuitions and we don't trust ourselves. This one, like your gut feeling will always tell you the truth. And every time you've ignored your gut feeling, you've ended up in a place of regret. So you've seen it and your gut keeps telling you this is not going to work out. But it's easier to deny than to go through the pain of conflict. Yeah. Someone promised that they wouldn't do something. Then they go ahead and do it. And right there, your gut feeling is telling you, yo, this person literally told you they're not going to do this. And then they went on and did it. But in your head, you're like, you know, if you start confronting them for that, or if you start making decisions based on that, you're going to have to get into some form of conflict. And this conflict is basically you having to leave them, for example, you having to confront them about the thing that they did. And more often than not, I think as human beings, we would rather just stay in the peaceful section of things as opposed to just like confronting the situation head on. And the confrontation of this situation doesn't necessarily mean me and my partner having to sit down and talk about it. There could be that. But in like worse situation, in like extreme situations, the conflict would mean you upping and leaving. And that is a situation more often than not, we don't want to put ourselves in. So we ignore our instincts because we don't trust ourselves. We're like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being too judgmental. Maybe I'm just being, you know, too hard on them. But when your gut tells you this is just not going to work out, honestly, just believe it. Because our gut is, I feel like I want to call the gut, our guardian angel. That angel, we are told there's someone always guiding us. That's our gut feeling. The guardian angel is our gut feeling. And so we need to begin to learn to trust our gut feelings. The other one is that we are indoctrinated to believe that marriage or committed relationships are supposed to be hard. Okay, so first of all, relationships will get hard at some point. This is someone who did not grow up with you, and even your siblings, you fight with them. But this is someone with a whole different belief system. This is someone who grew up very differently from you. And then you guys meet. And even as you're moving along with life together, there's individuals here who are trying to make something work. And so it will not always be smooth sailing. But I feel like what we consider as hard in relationships, hardship is not abuse. Hardship shouldn't be emotional abuse. Hardship shouldn't be infidelity if that's not what you guys have agreed to. Hardship should not be manipulation or gaslighting. Yeah, I feel like hardship should be like when you're saying you're going through a difficult phase in your relationship, I think that should be based on like, for me, I'm usually like, can we just like fight about things like, where are we investing? Like, where are we buying property? And I'm like, yo, let's buy it in Syokimau. And you're telling me, but baby, Syokimau is so far from town. Can we do it at Tatu where it's greener? Syokimau is like a drought area. It's in Machakos. But Tatu City is in Kiambu. and it's better that way, you know. I feel like that should be what we consider sort of hardship in a relationship. And while that's not the ideal situation, even when you're having conflict, this conflict should not be the type of conflict where you feel disrespected, where you feel manipulated or gaslighted. You know, it should be, the hardships should be things that are within the confines of respect. Even when you're going through whatever hardships you're going through, they need to be within the confines of respect. At the point where you begin to feel like your partner is disrespecting you, then that's the point where you need to start asking a question yourself, whether this is truly worth it. Yeah. If you're in a situation where you are being slighted, where you're being manipulated, then that's the point where you need to ask yourself, is this worth it? You know, so a lot of times when we are told that when you're told that relationships are supposed to be hard, hardship is not that. It's not infidelity. It's not emotional or physical abuse. Yeah. So if, again, you're also at war with your instincts, then it's time you begin to ask whether this relationship is worth your time. Your peace. Next point. We don't want to know the truth. Sometimes we'll ask questions that we don't want the answers to. That's just the truth. We'll ask questions that we are not ready to hear the answers to. And our partner may tell us the truth, but we don't want to believe it, because if we start believing the truth that has been told, then it basically means that you're going to have to start making drastic decisions. And these drastic decisions include change. And human beings, we hate change. We hate change. Especially change that is where you've been married for a while, you've been in a relationship for months or even years, and then having to start over. This is someone you've been putting your finances together, they take care of X, you take care of Y, and all of a sudden, you have to split things you've probably invested together, and you have to like start separating. You probably have children together and you have to decide, are we co-parenting? How is this going? Sometimes having to even like, you know, go to court. That entire emotional turmoil that you have to go through, having to like just change the entire space of how things have been and start to look at things from a whole different aspect, feels so hard. We'd rather just not believe what we've been told, or not believe what we are seeing, or not believe the truth as is. Yeah, because having to change that, having to change our lives, change where we live, or even sometimes having to change ourselves, you have to like change yourself, feels like a lot of work. You'd rather just stay there and honestly not believe that which you just had. Yeah. So those are some of the things. Others that may not necessarily be like major, but are also major, is loneliness. Some of us hate being by ourselves. Like, you always want to be in the company of someone else. You always want to... I love cuddles. Yeah, you know, just imagining being without cuddles. I know, dumb reason, but it's a reason regardless. Just being lonely, being alone, is scary for a lot of people, that they would rather be with that person who has all these red flags than just be by themselves. Low self-esteem. And I think this is major in a lot of ways, because a lot of times we are thinking, will I find someone else? And this is a lot in the sense that you're with someone and they are not loving you like you should be loved. They're not respecting you. They're not treating you right. But maybe in some small instances, they might show affection. Not so much, not one that will get them off their comfort zone. Just that which they can stretch, you know, like a little favor here and there. And that's the thing we hang on to. We are hanging on to those little, you know, those two little dishes of affection that they probably don't even mean. They're not even thinking about. It's maybe because they need something from you. And so they know if they stretch out slightly towards you, you're going to like receive them with open arms. And so because you, in your mind, you don't think you can find something better, you settle for that. Yeah, because you are not, you don't believe that you can, you are made for greater things, because you don't believe that you're made for the love that we hear. You know, like the Ciara love? Hallelujah. You know, the God of Ciara, that just, the God that Ciara prayed to and got her Russell man, you know. We don't think we deserve such amazing love, love that is serving us. And so we settle for whatever mabakshishi, basically, like whatever leftovers we're given, that's what we'll hang on to and hold on to. And so whenever this is given to us, we're like, oh my God, this is literally the only thing I can, this is probably the only thing I deserve. Yeah. And so we hold on to that. And I'm so afraid of letting these people with all these red flags, like red lights, we let them manipulate us and be in our lives. That's it. Those are all of them. Yeah. And curiosity. I feel like this one is curiosity. That's the last one. Curiosity, because like you're literally saying it's a red flag, but you're like, able to want it to fit our happy. Let's see how far we'll take each other. Let's pambana. Let's see how far we can get with this red flag. Sometimes you will get to that point, you're like, no. It's been real, bye. But sometimes you'll get to that other end that you didn't think you would, you know, that other side that you didn't think you would, and then you're left in a lot of heartache because you didn't think that character development can reach you and clowning can reach you. But because you're human, you realize that, oops, went to the other side and you caught feelings and they were trampled upon, because character development must happen. Yeah, you know. So those are some of the reasons. Those are some of the reasons why we, I think, we stay in relationships that we, whose red light, red flags we already saw. And honestly, it's human nature. So if you are in a situation where you're seeing the red flags, I would say leave, because it's just gonna get worse. It will get worse. And I know initially it might be so hard to see the red flags, because one, people can be very manipulative. People will act like they know you would want them to act, you know. If you've already from the get-go communicated that these are my bare minimums, these are things that I don't take lightly, someone will adapt or change to suit that which they, you said you wanted, yeah. And so once you've moved on with it, their true colors start to show, because you know you can also pretend for so long, yeah? So as you move along, the true colors begin to show, and maybe you're so far along and you are in love and you don't know what to do. And so it gets really hard for you to like leave. But when you can, please leave. Please leave. Please leave. Yeah? Because I know we make jokes of character development and how we like need to learn the hard way, but sometimes we just like really just allow ourselves to get into situations that we could have avoided from the get-go. And there's this show I tune into, it happens every day, Monday to Friday, on Twitter Spaces. It's called Mental Wellness, and they discuss a lot of various topics, yeah. And thing with being in such relationships is sometimes leaving is so easy, but sometimes leaving is hard, yeah. And you're left in such emotional turmoil, and while we say you will heal, sometimes it leaves you broken, and fixing it is hard, yeah. And fixing yourself is work. When you start seeing the red flags, as soon as you start seeing the red flags, you need to decide to walk away, because that's the only, it doesn't get better. It's like walking straight to a cliff and just waiting for someone to just be like, pish, and down you'll sink, yeah? So can we not? And I'm saying this because I have been clowning, my friends. I have clowned. But, I mean, silly life. Silly life, yeah? So, but, I mean, it's a learning process. We learn and we move. Hopefully, we get our lessons, we take them, and we learn. Otherwise, there's something that I believe that if someone came to your life to teach you something and you don't learn, you will keep going through the same thing over and over and over again until the time you learn the lesson that you need to learn from this. So if someone came for character development and that character has not been developed, even if you leave them, someone else will come and they will teach you that lesson in a different setting, in a different way. So if these lessons you're supposed to pick from whatever situations you're in, pick them once and for all. Usishinde umerudia rudia your lesson. Pick it once. Ilan mara moja. If it's the master's in clowning, clown once and get time. If it's a master's in whatever things you guys are learning, please learn them as you move. Sasawa. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 2 of the Grey Zone podcast. It was an absolute pleasure having your listenership. I'll see you again here next time for episode 3. Please remember to subscribe. Please remember to share with your friends so that we get this going. And we'll be having the videos on YouTube. So please also watch, subscribe, like, comment, so we are able to hear what content you would like to get from us. But until next time, it's been real. It's Mugoi, and bye, guys.